This is Ian Neeson-Blessed in association with Ben's Collectors Records at Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City lost in the quarterfinal of the Southern Combination Cup away to Camberley Town. Doesn't really say all of it, really. Marvin got sent off for handling outside the box and the subsequent free kick we conceded, but Kai's really battled back to get the goal. And the second half, we were really in it, but I think the 10 men really showed, really, in the last 20, 30 minutes, and we just couldn't get something out of it, could we?
No, you're right. It was a tough night, to be fair, in some really tough conditions. We speak about 10 men. I don't think the boys give up on the fight. Probably till the last 15, 20 minutes, then it felt like it was going to be a really difficult time. Marvin's reds probably come from the seven, smashing him in the air and getting away with it. And then the ref ain't done nothing with their seven until the 90th minute to put him in a book, and he's had about 8, 9, 10 nibbles throughout the whole game. That's not an excuse, but let me tell you, 19 years old, being smashed by someone that's been around, it's going to get in your head. Then he's had a moment of madness, bless him, and he's come out and just felt a bit like deja vu last season, right, with Jacob Terry. And then it's an uphill battle. You're down to 10 men. They brought in a bit of quality tonight. You know, Smithy's coming from Westfield. Good player, knows the levels, and they got a couple of good boys in there that were just energetic, and over the course of 90 minutes they probably deserved it. So fair play to Turks and the boys. Yeah, fair, you know, good luck in the cup now, boys. But let's get it right, Ian. It's all about Saturday.
It is all about Saturday, and that's what I'll come on to. Massive game against Epsom Meal. They are still catchable. I know they've got a lot of games left, but they didn't win tonight. Massive game, get the 3 points, and then we have to see what happens elsewhere. But it's a massive game, and we have to get the 3 points, don't we?
Yeah, you're right. I'm hearing the old Guildford City captain, Theo Crawford's helped us out tonight. Got a little late equaliser, so cheers, Theo. Saturday's massive. Look, we've done our due diligence. We've watched Epsom. We've done all we can. I just said to them boys, I'm not here Saturday. Keep the fight going. For the last 3 months, you know, I think I speak on behalf of a lot of people. We thought we was probably down and out and gone. After 21 games being on 4 points, to be sat here tonight, going into the last game of the season and saying we're 3 points above the relegation, I don't think many people would have believed you if you told them that at the beginning of January, right? Saturday's a big fight. It's a big, big game. It'll be like a cup final, but you know what? I've got every belief in them boys. They'd give us everything for 3-4 months. So yeah, let's get into Saturday.
Shame that you're not there Saturday, but I just want to say thank you for your availability for the interviews throughout the season. Thank you, Brad.
Nah, just a big shout out to everyone at Guildford, to be fair. It's been a really tough year. If people knew half the things we've had to go through as a club, but do you know what, there's been one mainstay throughout the whole of this season, that's you fans, and I think I speak on behalf of everyone in the management team, so a big thank you from me personally. Couldn't thank you all enough. We've always been there in the darkest times, and we've lost together and we've won together, so thank you personally from me. Great bunch of people, but go and do it again one more time for us this season. Yeah, get behind the boys. I know you all will. And as I say, big thank you from me. Big shout out to yourself, Ian, Barry, Kev, Dave, all you boys. You know, this club isn't here without people like yourselves, so thanks again. And let's hope we get 3 points on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Brad.
Cheers, mate.